God's grace and his peace to you from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Our text for today is based off of our Old Testament reading from Isaiah chapter 61. And the title of this is basically, Your New Christmas Clothes. I don't know about you, but if you happen to open up your Christmas presents and every single present you opened was an article of clothing, would you be happy? When this happened to me as a little boy, however, I was not happy. I remember one particular Christmas, we didn't have that much, and every single article of clothing was there wrapped before me. And I remember my expression, not another pair of socks. Now, to be fair, I needed the clothes. But if you would have asked me as a little boy back then, what would I rather have? Socks with holes in them or a brand new toy? Okay, I would have fessed up my sinfulness. I would have gone for the toy. Who cares about the socks? It's just a hole. However, my mom is doing her best to provide for her little one, me. Needless to say, I'm sure my reaction isn't too far off from some of you. At least maybe when you were younger. We like those toys. We desire those toys. And sometimes, you know, if it's just average clothes, we just might sit there and think, I want a little bit more. Well, in today's text, we're going to get some clothes. In Isaiah chapter 61, verse 10, it says, He has clothed me with the garment of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness. So very clearly, God is going to be offering us clothes. The garment of salvation, the robe of righteousness. The problem comes in, what if that isn't what we want? Now, I will admit in today's society, you know, if you give a gift and you're not too sure whether they want it or not, you can always tape at the back of the box or by the gift, the gift receipt. So that the person can go and do a return. You know, take it to the store. They didn't like the article of clothing or whatever else you got them. And then they can go and they can go and pick out whatever they want. However, some of us might want to start doing this with God. Why? Because of our sinful nature. Because if we're thinking to ourselves, wait a minute, are we going to be satisfied with this type of God? A God who just gives out articles of clothing, a garment of salvation, a robe of righteousness? Are you going to be content with this type of God? Or are you going to want to try to return this God and try to get another God instead? Now, this may sound a little ridiculous, but you just have to turn on your TV. If you turn on your TV, you will find many televangelists talking about a theology of prosperity, I like to call it, that basically says you put your faith and trust in God and God will bless you. And these blessings are more in the forms of physical blessing. I saw one recorded program of one televangelist that basically said, you got to send in your tithe of $1,000 to him and he will pray for you and you will be more bountifully blessed than you were before. Now, I don't want to say that these promises aren't true, but what kind of God are you looking for? Are you looking for a God who's just going to satisfy all your itches? Looking for a God who's going to give you the various toys that you've been looking for? Or are you looking for the one who's going to bring the garment of salvation, the robe of righteousness? So let's spend a little bit more time talking about what is this garment of salvation and robe of righteousness before we do a return on God. The garments of salvation and the robe of righteousness is something that we truly do need. We have to remember that we are born in sin, and we sin daily. We cannot stand before God in His holy presence. Because of our sin, God will not allow us to stand before Him. So God has a solution to our problem. His solution is to cover up our sin. And instead of doing what we know as a return, and let me use some retail language here, a return is when you don't like something and you want something completely different. An exchange is when Maybe someone got you the wrong size. It just doesn't fit well. Okay, but you still want it. But just maybe in a different size or maybe a different color. The same article of clothing, though. What happens here is God does an exchange. He's going to change out our garments. He's going to change out our sinful garments of who we are and going to exchange it for his sinless garments. This takes place through the person and work of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He does this exchange. So when we see that little baby boy born in a manger, born in Bethlehem, born of a virgin, that is God who has taken on flesh and blood. And as we're looking at that adorable child in the back of our minds, we also still need to be looking at the cross. Because why did God take on flesh and blood? Why was he born in Bethlehem? To give us a beautiful holiday? No, to do an exchange. Because when Jesus goes to the cross, Scripture is very clear. It basically describes Jesus as one who was without sin became sin for us. That's the great exchange. God gives of his garment of holiness and perfection and puts it over us and takes on our garment of sin, and he dies on the cross because God the Father cannot stand sin and punishes that sin. We deserve that punishment. Christ takes it for us and instead gives us his garment of salvation, his robe of righteousness. A beautiful exchange here. An exchange in which Isaiah describes as a bride adorns herself with jewels, giving this beautiful expression of beauty and splendor to be holy and perfect before our living God. The problem comes in, however. If our sinful natures are allowed to rule ourselves, we have to be honest with ourselves. We'd rather have the toys of life. We'd rather have other things in life. And so there's that constant struggle within us that basically says, I don't want the exchange, I want a return. We almost want a God that would give us a brand new widescreen TV with surround sound, or maybe a new car, or a better lifestyle. And many people are gravitating toward a God like that. But as we pick up Isaiah's words, we have to realize, from God's point of view, what's really important. Does God really need a widescreen TV? The answer is no, but what he really wants is you. So that's why he gives us this garment of salvation, this robe of righteousness. And then he's trying to bring us to the next point, which is for us to cherish this special gift. If we don't cherish it, we're apt to return it. In verse 11, it describes how the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise. He's the one who gives the garments of salvation. Yes, amen. And then there's a response by the person who has that garment of salvation. And notice the response is not of, when can I return this, but to praise God. Notice in chapter 62, verse 1, he says, for Zion's sake I will not keep silent, for Jerusalem's sake I will not be quiet. Here the prophet is reminding us that now there's going to be sort of a bold confession, a bold statement about this garment of salvation. Now I will admit, kids are much better at this than us as adults. If you ask the kids, especially the younger kids, what did they get for Christmas and what was the best gift of all, they're very apt and honest to tell you with a lot of eagerness and joy. You get to us adults, well, we'll say, well, it was a good Christmas. But do we necessarily brag about the gifts? We need to learn a lesson from the kids. The kids who will not keep quiet, who will not be silent, when they go to school, the first things they're going to say is, look what I got for Christmas. Okay, you get this new Christmas clothes from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and what is your response? Are you quiet with this? Do you tell all your friends and relatives about the new Christmas clothes we have through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, His righteousness, His garment of salvation, the robe of righteousness? Or are we sometimes a little quiet about this? Now, Scripture does have a very interesting, beautiful parallel here. And the parallel is in connection with baptism. Let me just pick up verse 2. You shall be called by a new name that the mouth of the Lord will give. The new name, we know that we are named by God's name through the waters of holy baptism. That the mouth of the Lord will give may not sound like a very flattering title at first, but I will fess up and say, in one essence, that's my job. I'm here to proclaim not my will, but Christ's will. I'm here to proclaim His word, not my word. So maybe another way of affectionately calling our pastor is the mouth of the Lord. Not that bad, considering who we're talking about. But when baptism takes place, what God does is through that called and ordained pastor, takes His word, connects it with water, and baptism occurs. The name of God is placed upon that individual, and in some churches they practice what Paul teaches by describing this baptism as a garment of salvation by giving a white cloth to be laid over, typically, the infant, symbolizing the whiteness of this garment of salvation. Now, I will admit, when it comes to baptism, we do get the idea concept very well done. Typically, when a baptism occurs, we usually then do invite all our friends. We want to tell the whole world that, yes, my little one is being baptized. Come and celebrate with me. But what happens when we get beyond our baptism? Are we still celebrating the garment of salvation, the robe of righteousness? I venture to say, the world has dulled our senses. We'd rather be chasing after other gods than the one who forgives, the one who loves, the one who clothes us with the garment of salvation. So what do? We return back to the Lord and we say, okay, Lord, you're right. I've not always been bold. Does God ever take away His garment of salvation? No, He freely gives it to us. He just doesn't want us to return it. He wants us to cherish it and to hang on to it. So this day, as we're still in our Christmas season, we do cherish this garment of salvation. We look into the manger scene and we see our Savior who comes down to earth not to give out widescreen TVs, but to give of Himself, His holiness, His salvation for us as sinners. Verse 2 of our text of chapter 62 says, "The nations shall see your righteousness and all the kings your glory." Christ gives us this glory, designed to shine for all the world to see, for all the world to be attracted to. But now, is the world attracted to the forgiveness of sins that Christ alone brings? I'd venture to say no. We offer that every single week, where sinners can come to be restored and healed, to be loved by God, and to have their sins covered with the garment of salvation. But as you notice, the Sunday after Christmas, we don't have long lines waiting for church. However, if we were giving out widescreen TVs, I would venture to say we might even get people from out of state driving all the way here to Trinity, West Chicago, just to get their hands on a widescreen TV. So needless to say, there's a certain struggle in our world for today, and that's where you need to come in. As Christians, we say we do appreciate this garment of salvation, this robe of righteousness. And so then we also, like the prophet Isaiah, we shall not keep silent. We better be bold in proclaiming what He has done. And it begins by us cherishing it. It's ourselves. By us claiming it and saying, Lord, thank you. Thank you for forgiving me, even though I've let you down so many times. Thank you for restoring me, even though I've broken myself. Thank you for clothing me, even though I'm the one that's messed up my own clothes. And we take that joy and the appreciation we have for this baby born in Bethlehem who accomplishes our salvation, and we also get excited about it, and we also tell others around that, yes, we have a set of new Christmas clothes, better than what you can buy in Kohl's and Penny's or even in any other store. Clothes that will last a lifetime, that will not wear out, that will not stain or blemish. And by the way, they will always be in fashion. God the Father will look at you with loving eyes and say, "You are my dearly beloved children, no matter how long you have had these clothes." You try to do that with today's clothes that you can buy off the shelf, it will not happen. But it will happen with the new Christmas clothes that our Lord and Savior brings to us. So this day we rejoice and give thanks and praise to God that He has clothed us with His very own clothes of righteousness, the garment of salvation, that robe of righteousness, so that we will reflect His glory and be declared sons and daughters of God for now and for eternity. We ask the Lord to help us to be bold and to shine in these new Christmas clothes so that all the world may see what He has done for you and for me. In His name, amen. Now the peace of God that surpasses all our understanding will continue to guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.